Welcome, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM at UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Sydney. This week, I am doing a fill-in show for the next hour. I'm going to be playing for you some of my top metal picks. So it's going to be some pretty heavy music, mostly doom, if anyone knows what that is. If you don't, doom music is a subgenre of metal. It's more slow. It's more, for me, it's more relaxing, but it might not be the same for the average listener. We're going to start off with one of my favorite songs, She Was a Witch by 1782. It was their first song released in January of 2019, and it's also their first song on their newest self-titled album. I'm going to be playing another song from that album later on in the show, but for now, let's start with 1782's She Was a Witch. That was She Was a Witch by 1782 off their newest album, 1782. It is also their first album. There isn't much to know about this band except that they are from Italy, and the bio for their band is very cryptic, in my opinion. There isn't too much to know. There isn't anything to find out, but what they do write is, in 1782, Anna Goldie was condemned. She was tortured and killed. This was the last witchcraft trial in Europe. Other than that, who knows what this band is about? All of their songs have to do with 1782, as per their band name, and with witches and witchcraft, which I think is pretty amazing. A little fact about myself, I have a tattoo of a woman burning at the stake on my back. So this album really touches my heart in special ways. This next song is by a French band, Cauchemar. It is a very lovely song, in my opinion. If you know French, you'll know what they're talking about. Unfortunately, I do not. But it's lovely to listen to either way. This is Cauchemar with their song Necromancy.
Thank you.
welcome back. You just heard Electric Machine by Acid King, and before that, Necromancy by Cauchemar, a French band. Something that I want to talk about real quick is how underutilized long songs are in popular music. Maybe not so much popular music, but music that isn't necessarily alternative, I guess you could say. Something, you know, people listen to a song and as soon as it's longer than 4 minutes, they start to get restless, you know. They'll be listening to a song and as soon as something starts repeating, they're asking when the song is gonna end. They'll say something like, I didn't sign up for this. I wanted 2 minutes of music and that was it. I'm done. But when you get a song that's 5 minutes or longer, the artist has an opportunity to share more of that one idea with you. You know, you're so restricted by 2 minutes, and even with most songs, they rely on a chorus to really add time to that music too. And with doom music especially, there's no real chorus. It's just they take the idea of the song and they extend it to its fullest potential, and they really let you appreciate it. You really have to kind of turn on the song, lean back, and really listen and appreciate what they're trying to do for you. And right now we're a bit lucky because I'm limited to 1 hour. If I had a show that was maybe 2 hours, I would play for you one of my top tracks, which in the doom community is well known. It's a song by Dope Smoker, 63 minutes long, no chorus, all doom, all music. So next, we are going to listen to two songs, first being Kill 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 by Vice Girl, and the second being Red Cloud by Wind Hand. So first, we have Kill 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 by Vice Girl. We'll be right back. That was Red Cloud by Wind Hand. And before that, you heard Kill, Kill, Kill by Vice Girl. Wind Hand, the song I just played, has a little asterisk beside it saying the vocal mic cut out, which I think you heard near the end of the song, it cut back in. And the lead singer, Dorothea, was able to finish the song. I don't know what the background behind that is. That's very interesting. I'll have to look that up where or when they recorded this, I suppose. And with Vice Girl, their song Kill, Kill, Kill comes off their album Body Snatchers, straight from Vancouver, British Columbia, which is where this is being broadcasted to you live right now. Next up, we're going to listen to a song by the Evan Williams Band. I'm going to have to pull it up real quick. I was distracted by the Red Cloud vocals. Oh, it's the Evan Williams Project. My apologies. But it's from their newest album, Hate Machine. Came out September 25th, 2019. This is their song, Blood for Blood.
We'll be right back. Hey bro, I was kind of thinking that I might want to write like stuff for a magazine, dude.
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
Yeah, you can review live shows where you get in for free, or music and books and stuff that's coming out, or do write-ups on artists and local issues for Discorder magazine.
That's sick, bro.
Yeah, just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Dude, I totally will.
Feels like a vortex. All covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your text.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two, three.
Be there.
This band is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so.
Well, the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Flex your head!
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Yep, Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Welcome back. Before that ad break, we were listening to Blood for Blood by the Evan Williams Project. And my apologies for earlier for saying the Evan Williams Band. I'm a fool. We are already halfway through the show, and I'm getting a little bit sad just thinking about having to go back home after this. I just love sharing music with all of you, all my loyal listeners. This next song is by Caius, The Winter's Curse. They are also from Vancouver, British Columbia, where CITR is recorded. This is from their newest album, released August 30th, 2019, Ascension. So, this is The Winter Curse by Kai.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You just heard God's Day Off by Anion. And before that, we heard The Winter Curse by Caius. So, out of those two songs, which one do you guys think wasn't the doom metal song? I will answer for you. It was The Winter Curse. That one was classified as black metal. A little bit harsher vocals, one might say, than doom metal. You can't really relax. It's more of a dancing song, if we want to put it into simple terms. And with God's Day Off, from Vancouver, British Columbia, Anion, one of my newest favorite songs, I would say. Just today, listened to it about 5 different times. Just imagine a 5'5" girl wearing a tank top and puffy hippie pants, walking into your maths lecture with God's Day Off blaring through her headphones. Very, very loud. Everyone can hear it. What's the point of wearing headphones if everyone else is just going to hear it anyways? My apologies, Math 184, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, from 3 to 4 p.m. We have 2 more songs until I am done here, until my hour is up. Next, we are going to be playing Existential Crisis by Blackwater Burial. I don't know how to pronounce that word. I'm so sorry. And then after that, we are going to listen to the second song off of 1782's newest album, which I'm very excited for everyone to listen to. I would highly suggest listening to their whole album, as it is very, very good. Highly anticipated by me, as it is their first album. I guess you could say I'm a day one fan. But first, Existential Crisis by Blackwater Burial.
Thank you.
was Existential Crisis by Blackwater Burial. I still can't pronounce that word. I'm so sorry. From Vancouver, British Columbia, a local band. I love their sound. It is amazing. And you should look up the album The Prison of Belief, which is where that song comes from. The cover art, absolutely amazing. It looks amazing. Look it up, The Prison of Belief. And before I play my last song and say my final goodbyes, I'll talk a little bit about it. It is with the Halloween theme, so hopefully everyone appreciates it. It's called Night of Draculia. Instead of Dracula, it's Draculia. From their newest album, 1782, the band, 1782. Lovely doom music. The whole album is amazing. I would suggest listening to it. There isn't really much else to say, except thank you for listening. I really appreciate everyone who has tuned in and stayed tuned in to listen to my interesting selection of tracks for you all on this Monday evening in Vancouver, British Columbia. So without further ado, we have Night of Dracula.